As hospitals across the Mountain West reach their tipping points, the strain makes its way down to even the smallest hospitals. Rachel Cohen has this report from Minidoka County, east of Twin Falls.
Minidoka Memorial is a 17-bed, county-owned hospital in Rupert, along the Snake River Plain. Dr. David Wageman took his shift there last week as an emergency physician.
He had, in the span of 12 hours, four COVID-positive patients that needed to be admitted to a higher level of care.
That's the hospital's CEO, Tom Murphy. Minidoka's COVID unit was full that night, so Wageman began calling up other facilities, looking for bed space. He was on the phone for hours and finally was able to get one person to the hospital in Pocatello, two to Burley, and one to Twin Falls, but only after that hospital discharged a patient.
It is a critical situation. Our staff are worn out, we're tired, and we care. And that's why we're hanging in there.
Hospitals across South Central Idaho have been overwhelmed in the past few weeks by a surge in COVID-19 patients needing care. The same is true at Minidoka Memorial. The hospital had one COVID bed for most of the pandemic. It's been used to sending patients to other facilities like St. Luke's in Twin Falls. But with that hospital seeing record numbers of patients, Minidoka converted two more COVID beds, leaving seven medical beds and another seven for surgeries. In this small agricultural community, COVID spread quickly, starting with a few food processing facilities in the spring.
The first people that I knew of that were positive were two of our migrant grandmother and grandfather of our migrant students here.
That's Jamie Garza. She's the migrant education coordinator for the Minidoka County School District. Most of the people she knows who got COVID are Hispanic. In the migrant family she works with, there's usually someone who works in the food sector.
It's harder to social distance in the line of work that a lot of our parents do.
Garza got COVID herself earlier this month, as did her two kids, likely from school-related activities. Nearly half of Minidoka's COVID cases have been in the Hispanic or Latino communities, but they're only 35% of the population. But in the last month, the virus has made its way to every corner of the county. Yet Murphy says resident mask use is still poor. Hospital staff say they're often the only ones in the grocery store with masks. And though awareness about the virus is up, Murphy says it hasn't changed the minds of elected officials.
What we're still seeing is a real hesitation or lack of willingness to do anything to take any real action.
Sometimes he gets his hopes up during a virtual meeting, thinking some board might finally institute a mask mandate, only to log off after another no vote.
I should be spending 70% of my time thinking about the next year, the next 2 years, or the next 3 years and planning for our business. And right now, I spend the day thinking about the next day.
The most immediate concerns are space and staff. Last week, they had 24 staff out quarantining or sick with COVID.
We don't have a very deep bench.
Murphy says if the two surgeons were out at the same time, there would be no surgeries. Patients would have to go elsewhere. Normally, that's not a problem, but now the whole region's medical facilities are taxed, and it affects more than just COVID patients. Murphy says this week, someone came to the ER after a bad multi-vehicle crash.
We realized that they had maybe a tear or some sort of internal injury that needed a higher level of care.
The patient went to the University of Utah Hospital, but that option might not be available for much longer. Utah warned it might not be able to admit out-of-state patients soon.
But if we don't have the capacity, we don't have a bed here, we don't have a bed in Twin or Pocatello or Idaho Falls, and we can't transfer to Utah, what do those folks do that need more than just oxygen treatment? I don't know. I'm very fearful for the future and what lies ahead.
If hospitalizations increase by just 10%, Murphy says, the hospital could start rationing care and deciding who gets a bed and who doesn't. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.